Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If I was the deep state and I wanted to destroy America, I would rig the election with a puppet candidate. One that was so compromised that they would never say a word about it. I would create a false flag that allows for mail-in ballots. I would be in charge of the ballot counting machines. I would create a false flag to blame all who question the results of the election. If I was the deep state, I would prosecute anyone that went against me. I would sue and prosecute anyone that spoke up about the fraudulent election. I would use my powers to shut down all your internet businesses and bankrupt you. If I was the deep state, I would make everyone an example why you should never question a Democrat ever winning an election. I would imprison my foes. I would use my corrupt DAs and blackmail judges to destroy you. I would make sure all crimes I ever committed never happened. I would prosecute my biggest competition. I would make sure they could never run for office ever again.
Trump knows he's an illegitimate president.
The president-elect, although legally elected, is not legitimate.
I don't see this president-elect as a legitimate president.
You said you believe that Russia's interference altered the outcome of the election.
I do. We have a president who, if in fact it is proven, has been assisted by the Russians and may in fact not be a legitimate president.
The one thing that Trump is fearful of when it comes to his being president is that finally we will see how illegitimate his victory actually was.
I have an objection.
I object to the 15 votes from the state of North Carolina.
I object because people are horrified.
He's an illegitimate president.
Do you believe Trump is a legitimate president?
What I believe is that there's no question that the outcome of this election was affected by the Russian interference.
But there actually is a cloud of illegitimacy.
So that legitimacy is in question, yes.
So that was a very tainted election. And in that sense, it's illegitimate.
Why do you think the president is going to such great lengths to essentially prove that he beat you?
Because he knows he didn't. He knows he's an illegitimate president.
So, of course, he's obsessed with me. And I believe that it's a guilty conscience.
We actually won the last presidential election, folks. They stole the last presidential election.
But Al Gore won that election. I think he won anyway.
Actually, I think I carried Florida.
Bush versus Gore. A court took away a presidency.
If all the votes were counted in Florida, that Al Gore would be president today and George Bush would be back in office.
I come from Florida, where you and others participated in what I call the United States coup d'etat.
There's no doubt in my mind that Al Gore was elected president.
I rise to object to the fraudulent 25 Florida electoral votes.
I must object because of the overwhelming evidence of official misconduct.
It is signed by myself on behalf of my diverse constituents and the millions of Americans who have been disenfranchised by Florida's inaccurate vote count.
The Supreme Court, not the people of the United States, decided this election.
Speaking to a Democratic group in Chicago Tuesday, he made it clear he thinks Al Gore was the winner.
By the time it was over, our candidate had won the popular vote, and the only way they could win the election was to stop the voting in Florida.
Catherine Harris, Jeb Bush, Jim Baker, and the Supreme Court hadn't tampered with the results, Al Gore would be president.
The Supreme Court selected George W. Bush as the president. He was not elected.
There is overwhelming evidence that George W. Bush did not win this election.
What I observed as a voter, as a citizen of Illinois 4 years ago, were troubling evidence of the fact that not every vote was being counted.
I don't think that George W. Bush won the election in 2000, against Al Gore, because I think he probably lost Florida and also the nationwide.
Without voter suppression, Stacey Abrams would be the governor of Georgia. Andrew Gillum is the governor of Florida.
You refuse to concede and say that you lost. Do you stand by that decision today?
Absolutely.
The election was not fair. The process was not fair.
If Stacey Abrams doesn't win in Georgia, they stole it. It's clear. It's clear.
I think that Stacey Abrams' election is being stolen from her.
It was not a free and fair election.
Brian Kemp stole the gubernatorial election from Georgians and Stacey Abrams.
But will I say that this election was not tainted, was not a disinvestment and a disenfranchisement of thousands of voters? I will not say that.
devil has hit us with, God, through Mother Nature, has given us the answer. I don't have to sell you on CBD oil, full spectrum CBD oil, the incredible things it does for your nerves, your brain, your entire physiological system, for your nervous system particularly. Everybody knows it's incredible. It works. We have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Yes, you can find this same CBD oil for 30% more, because that's who we're getting it from. Made right here in Central Texas. Our private label name is Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen is a private label of one of the top three or four CBD makers in the country. It's based right here in Texas, and we're giving it to you at 30% off. And here's what's even crazier. 30% off of what they're selling it for. They're selling theirs for 30% off what their competitors are. So this is the highest rated, already the lowest price, now even a lower price. Rebel Zen. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com now.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
We've got Roger Stone joining us at the bottom of the hour to respond to the Trump indictment. And a lot of the stuff that Alex has already covered today, I was going to talk about, so I won't be redundant here with the Bidenomics that have totally failed, with the situation that Trump is going to be facing in these latest indictments, with the four counts that is really just a punishment for his free speech. And, of course, the double standard couldn't be more obvious. We just played for you a four-minute video put together today by Darren McBreen of Democrats Rejecting, Denying Election Results. I've got another 10-minute video of the same content, 10 minutes of Democrats denying and fighting the results. And there's more out there, too. There's more out there. You could play it all day long. So here's really the conundrum we are facing that couldn't be more obvious now. There is a ruling class. There is a ruling class. There is a political elite in this country. The rules are different for them. The standards are different for them. And whenever you or we the people, let's say, whenever we the people decide, hey, you know what, we don't like how things are going in D.C., we need to take things a different direction, they remind you, not so subtly, you don't get to do that. Oh, you want Donald Trump for president? No, you don't. Now we're going to arrest him. Of course, the Democrats have rejected every presidential election that they've lost in the 21st century. And now they're indicting Trump when Trump actually has the evidence. Trump, it's actually obvious. 40, 50,000 people at a rally for Trump, Joe Biden gets 10 for an entire election cycle. When the numbers all panned out, Donald Trump had more than 3 million people attending his rallies. More than 3 million people. Joe Biden had about 30,000. Overall, all rallies combined, 3 million plus to 30,000. We've got the graphs from election night that are just the live election trackers where Joe Biden gets the vote Viagra. I did a whole tour. Me and the crew went on a tour. It was like an 18-city tour in the InfoWars battle tank. And I had six of these graphs, just like this, that showed how in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Georgia, Arizona, Trump is winning all day long. And then right at 3 o'clock in the morning, Joe Biden gets the vote Viagra, and it goes straight up. Guys, dot-cam this, because a lot of people probably haven't seen this. A lot of people in the audience today are probably new. A lot of people that are monitoring the news today maybe weren't as hyper-vigilant back in 2020 when this happened. Here's your vote Viagra. Straight up. They don't even hide it from you. Straight up. And that happened in five different states, and it was the five states that ultimately swung the election, and it was the five cities in those five states where they boarded up the poll watching areas, where they lied about a water main break, where they had witness testimony saying that they were fake mail-in ballots that were being counted, when they were pulling out huge bins of ballots from under the table and counting them all for Joe Biden, when delivery trucks are backing into the polling station at 3 in the morning delivering entire pallet loads of ballots for Joe Biden. We watched all of it. Never before seen, couldn't be more obvious, utterly ridiculous, total corruption. Imagine if the Democrats had any evidence like that when they denied that Bush won twice. Imagine if Democrats had any evidence like that when they denied that Trump won in 2016. Can you imagine? Do you think they would have rallied? Do you think they would have rioted? But what's the ultimate? What's the ultimate realization? What is the ultimate most dangerous thing to say right now? Of course they're scared of Donald Trump. I mean, you can see it when Jack Smith gets up there and talks. He looks like a frightened little chicken. Because his masters, his controllers are making him do all this for whatever reason. Maybe he's blackmailed. Maybe he's in on it. Maybe he really is just a radical leftist. With his wife, who donates to Joe Biden, works for Barack Obama. Yeah. Yeah, that's his wife. He shouldn't have any bias, though, right? No reason to recuse himself. No, folks. For the first time ever in my life and your life, most likely, American patriots who understand the corruption in D.C. more than ever, are fed up with it more than ever, are way of life, our prosperity, our future slipping out of our hands. And if we don't even have legitimate elections to try to get it back in the right direction, then we have nothing. Because the same people that steal elections are the same people that censor your free speech and now want to criminalize it. The same people that steal elections are the same people that want to take your firearms. The same people that steal elections are the same people that want to take your household appliances, your gas-powered vehicles. It's the same people. And the fact that we had more than 1 million people in Washington, D.C., that's what freaks them out the most. That's what scares them the most. They need to make sure that we, the people of this country, can never organize, never activate, never coalesce, and certainly never come together as a group of 1 million plus. Look at how fearful they are of your peaceful First Amendment activity. That's what this is all about. Sure, they don't want Donald Trump in there, but even Donald Trump can be coerced. Even Donald Trump can be tricked. We saw that. Maybe he's learned his lesson. No. 1.5 million people in Washington, D.C., waving American flags, chanting USA, caring about this country. That is the ultimate crime. And the fact that Donald Trump would have led that movement means he must ceremoniously have his head chopped off and held above for all to see by the deep state. But I got to give it to Donald Trump. He made this statement last night after the indictment news dropped.
Dark place right now. But even after everything the deep state has done to me, I will never give up on America. Mark my words, in 2024, we will win back the White House. We will make America great again. I have no doubt about it. They come at me from left. They come at me from right. The rhinos, the communists, the Marxists, the fascists. We will not only survive, we will be stronger than ever before. We're fighting a fight like nobody ever thought possible, and we're winning. We won in 2016. We had a rigged election in 2020, but got more votes than any sitting president. We're going to win like never before, and we're going to make America great again. I can truly say, I believe, better than ever before. Thank you for all of your support and for all of your prayers.
Yep, you got my support, Donald Trump. Abso-frickin-lutely. And a lot of people probably can't even comprehend the epicness of that 60-second message from Donald Trump. But we at InfoWars can, because we've already been through it. And I can tell you what they're most likely going to do to Trump in his three cases, his three court cases next year as well.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
fired up today. Despite the darkness we're going through, it makes me want to charge through it even more hardcore. And I'm also going to tell you most likely what's going to happen to Donald Trump. As of right now, he's going to be in court with the three different indictments. Two of the dates have already been set, so it looks like he's going to be in court twice in the spring and once in the summer. This is all during the election year when he should be campaigning. And he will be, and he'll be getting 30,000, 40,000 people at each rally. And then Joe Biden or whoever the Democrat nominee is might get a couple hundred. And then they'll magically get 90 million votes or whatever Trump got plus 1 million. So I'm going to explain all that. But there's been a revelation in one of the Hunter Biden cases that with the confusion, why did Hunter Biden or why did his attorneys believe that the FARA investigation that Hunter Biden is under, illegally acting as a foreign agent, not registered, Joe Biden as well. And so, see, but once this is why it's important, because once you get down to where the money was going from Hunter Biden, it was going to Joe Biden. And then if you get Joe Biden, well, then you got Barack Obama. And that's the darling of the Democrat Party, so that's a big problem. So a lot of this protection of Biden is really protection of Obama. So if you're a little confused, why would they protect Biden so much? How could he have so much pull? Well, it's to protect Obama. Obama's the one running Biden. Obama's the one that greenlit Biden to do all this and knew it was going on, not to mention Spygate, but that's a separate story. So there's a paragraph. It just hit the docket in Delaware that basically part of the plea said from the Department of Justice that this plea agreement, there was confusion in the original, this plea agreement was supposed to give him immunity on future charges. Now, they've filed a new plea, I suppose, where they're not going to give him those future protections. But basically, that was the DOJ working with the Biden legal team to say, we're going to pardon you, essentially. We're going to make sure that whatever is revealed in the FARA investigation, you won't be charged for it. I mean, that's essentially the DOJ, Merrick Garland, acting as the president, giving a pardon to Hunter Biden when the case wasn't even concluded yet. And the judge saw it and said, what the hell? What? I can't. No, I'm not signing off on this. Now, as it has been now for the third time, a big break in the Biden crime family investigation. Next day, Trump gets indicted. So there might be two more of these phenomenons before this year even concludes. How many court cases is Trump going to have to be in court to defend himself with next year? Why did that statement from Donald Trump get me fired up? And maybe I should play it one more time. In fact, let's just play it one more time. Why does this statement from Donald Trump last night after the indictment, why does this statement have me fired up?
The country is in a very dark place right now. But even after everything the deep state has done to me, I will never give up on America. Mark my words, in 2024, we will win back the White House. We will make America great again. I have no doubt about it. They come at me from left. They come at me from right. The rhinos, the communists, the Marxists, the fascists. We will not only survive, we will be stronger than ever before. We're fighting a fight like nobody ever thought possible, and we're winning. We won in 2016. We had a rigged election in 2020, but got more votes than any sitting president. We're going to win like never before, and we're going to make America great again. I can truly say, I believe, better than ever before. Thank you for all of your support and for all of your prayers.
Why does that statement have me so fired up? Because, ladies and gentlemen, let me just tell you from experience, psychologically, mentally, the toughest part of going through lawfare, persecution like this that Donald Trump is going through is normally the first 24 hours. And it's very deflating. And, you know, I mean, we could sit here and we could flex nuts all day and say, you know, if you've never been indicted or arrested or jailed or brought into court by these people, the enemies of America that run this country, then you aren't really in the fight. You're not really doing jack crap. that's not even what this is about. We've been there. So for Donald Trump to come out and make that statement with the confidence and the positivity is so huge. I mean, this guy really does mean business. I'm not saying he's perfect. I'm not saying his first presidency was perfect. But they clearly do not want this guy back in the White House. And Donald Trump is really putting it all on the line because he cares about this country. And maybe it's for his own family, too. Because he knows he's got grandkids that the country they're going to grow up in is going to be run by these screwball leftists and it's going to become a hellhole. But when I saw that, I said, damn, Donald Trump is the real deal. And I've already felt that way many times. It just reaffirmed it. And it just made me proud. I'm not going to lie. It made me proud. Because I understand why people have given up. I understand why people think Trump is controlled opposition. And at that point, you just really don't believe in anything. You kind of become a political nihilist. And I get it. I get it. But see, I know I'm real. I know that the people that work here are real. I know that the people I meet when I go to events are real. I know Roger Stone is real. So there are good people that care about this country that are putting it all on the line. I know that. And I believe Donald Trump is one of them. And when you see what he goes through and still he rises up and says, I believe in you. I believe in this country. I'm never going to give up. That is about as badass as it gets. Now, this judge is an Obama appointee. This is the judge that Trump is going to have in these cases. So, again, I've been through this. Alex has been through this. So we've got a little idea here. She's from Kingston, Jamaica. Appointed by Barack Obama. I'm sure this isn't an affirmative action appointee, though. Of course not. Not Tanya S. Chutkan. People are fired up today, and I'm seeing this all over the news, specifically conservative media, that are saying when Trump gets into the courtroom, he's going to have discovery and subpoena power. And so the questions that he has about the election that they want to say is criminal for him to say, he could subpoena and get discovery and maybe get some answers. Huh. That's funny that you believe that, because that's what would happen if it wasn't a rigged case. But let me tell you exactly what Judge Chutkan is going to do, just like what happened to Alex Jones. Donald Trump won't be allowed discovery. Donald Trump won't be allowed subpoena power. Donald Trump won't be allowed to present evidence. Donald Trump won't be allowed to show you pictures of graphs from that night with Biden getting the vote by Viagra. Donald Trump won't be able to show clips from 3,000 Mules, the documentary about the Biden vote mules. I mean, so, but it's going to be a process, and it's going to be a good thing, because all these true believers that still think, hey, we still live in America, we still have a system, it's not totally corrupt, they're all going to watch how corrupt it really is. They can't believe it, they haven't been following it at the front lines like we have, but now they're all going to get a nice...
For everything the globalists hit us with, God, through Mother Nature, has given us the answer. I don't have to sell you on CBD oil, full spectrum CBD oil, the incredible things it does for your nerves, your brain, your entire physiological system, for your nervous system particularly. Everybody knows it's incredible. It works. We have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Yes, you can find this same CBD oil for 30% more, because that's who we're getting it from. Made right here in Central Texas. Our private label name is Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen is a private label of one of the top three or four CBD makers in the country. It's based right here in Texas, and we're giving it to you at 30% off. And here's what's even crazier. 30% off of what they're selling it for. And they're selling theirs for 30% off what their competitors are. So this is the highest rated, already the lowest price, now even a lower price. Rebel Zen. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com now.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Stuff is now breaking every hour on the hour. Tucker Carlson had a sit-down interview with Devin Archer that he has just posted. Tucker Carlson on Twitter. Wow. And then there's also some news out of Ukraine. That's not the focus of today, but the journalist over there that has been reporting the truth about what's going on from the ground, the Kiev regime, Zelensky, has made sure to capture him, arrest him, and shut him up. That freedom-loving Zelensky. Amazing stuff. We're about to be joined by Roger Stone. It's great to be here on air with you today. And ladies and gentlemen, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, one of the most popular products at InfoWarsStore.com, one of my favorite products, I start every day with Vitamin Mineral Fusion, is back in stock. And 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your support there that keeps us on the air. But, folks, Vitamin Mineral Fusion sells out a lot. Sells out fast. So get your hands on it while the sale is live and while supplies last. All right. Well, this is great. 2 days in a row now, I've been privileged to have a conversation with Roger Stone right here on the InfoWars War Rage now airwaves. Now, Roger, last time we spoke, the latest indictment for Trump has not been filed. So it's a totally different world now, you might say. Now, have you heard, I'm just curious, did you hear President Trump's statement that he released last night, the video message that he released last night? Have you heard this yet?
I read a transcript of his remarks. I haven't seen a video. But actually, Owen, I think if you go back to the show we did last night, I predicted that we would be at this exact moment. In other words, we're, in an information war. And therefore, it became essential for the cabal, for the deep state Democrat media cabal, to blot out coverage of the epic corruption of the Biden crime family and the fact that we now have hard evidence of extortion, bribery, money laundering, influence peddling, illegal lobbying, and let's just say it, treason by Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and Jim Biden and other august members of the Biden crime family. So they must immediately cue the indictments. I actually think it's possible, Owen, that the special counsel here has moved a little more quickly than he had planned, but that's because the House Republicans were able to expose as much as they have been able to expose, and God forbid that story lead the news. So what is the answer? The answer is to move very quickly on Donald Trump. Why? Well, because he's leading Joe Biden in the polls, because he's going to lengthen his lead against him in the polls. They have hit the panic button, and now they've completely weaponized the system, and they have triggered that weaponization. Let me put it another way. Questioning the outcome of an election, questioning the integrity of an election, is a crime for which you should actually go to prison, unless, of course, you're Hillary Clinton or Nancy Pelosi or Jerry Nadler or Stacey Abrams or Jamie Raskin, in which case it's perfectly all right.
And you could go on for days with that list. Barbara Boxer, Kamala Harris. I mean, we could play this game all day long. But, you know, the judge in this case from Kingston, Jamaica, Tanya Chutkan, appointed by Barack Obama. I think we can all be confident, though, that this is not an affirmative action hire. I think we can all be confident here that this woman is not going to take into that courtroom any anti-white bigotry that she might have to get justice for her ancestors with that rich white man in her courtroom. I think we can all rest easy, Roger, knowing that's certainly not a potential here.
Well, she's a major donor to Barack Obama. Her husband, both major donors, and her mother-in-law, all major donors to Barack Obama.
Must be nice, Roger. Oh, make some donations, get the judge position, huh?
She and her husband. Her husband's also appointed a federal judge by President Barack Obama. Of course, she worked in the same law firm as that Hunter Biden was associated with. But there's no political bias here. Look, I don't think it really mattered in D.C. I can't think of any member of the judiciary there that would be insulated from politics. But this judge has been particularly harsh on January 6th victims, has been particularly harsh on those charged with crimes in connection with January 6th, actually handing out sentences that were over and above those requested by prosecutors.
Which is almost never the case.
Very, very rarely the case. Look, this is a kill zone. I think we understand that. I don't think any Republican, let's put it another way, any non-Democrat, any non-liberal can get a fair trial in the District of Columbia. I think, and I'm not an attorney, and I say that right up front, but attorneys that I have talked to about these charges tell me that they believe that they are fatally flawed, that they're a stretch. That doesn't mean, unfortunately, that even if they put on the greatest defense in the world, and that's questionable at this point, and even if they relitigate whether the election was or was not stolen, which would take both a huge amount of time and a huge amount of money, the goal here is to stop Donald Trump from becoming president. If in the end some unjust conviction in the District of Columbia were to be overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court, but in the meantime, because of the timing of the trial and the dynamics of the election season, they were able to deny him returning to the White House, they will have achieved their goal. Now, if they can send him to prison for 600 years to serve as a lesson to anyone who might seek of challenging the broken two-party duopoly that is busy destroying our constitutional republic, then that would be good for them, too.
I mean, they must be really scared of him. 600 years, Roger. For 600 years, this is like some sort of a mythical dragon that they have to use a spell to put away because they're so scared of this man.
Well, I was kind of intrigued by the comments last night from the president's lawyer, John Lauro, who is correct when he said that, look, when we tried to litigate the last election, when we tried to present evidence of election fraud, when we tried to make our case, the fundamental problem was that no court would ever hear it. Now, the left-wing mainstream jackals in the fake news media would try to imply, well, the judges, you know, the courts rejected your arguments. No, that's actually not true. It's not that they rejected the arguments, it's that they never would agree to hear the arguments. There's a case going on right now in Pennsylvania where, frankly, the Pennsylvania establishment, which I think did preside over a deeply flawed and I think corrupted election, is actually in retreat because Greg Stenstrom and Leah Hoops, two patriots there, who are representing themselves, by the way, really are exposing the enormous fraud and, in fact, corruption of the entire system. So using that example, that case in Pennsylvania as a template, I do think it's possible here that the president and his lawyers and his supporters may have a chance, a canvas, as it were, to lay out the whole broader question of election fraud, something they never really had an opportunity to do previously.
I agree that window is there, but and this comes from experience watching what they did to Alex Jones, I believe they'll shut that window, they'll lock that door, they'll make sure that nobody gets access to it. Trump can play the video clips of the Democrats denying elections, he can play the vote Viagra for Biden, 300,000 votes in the middle of the night, and they'll just say, nope, nope, reject, nope, you can't show that, nope, reject, nope, jury can't see that. That's what I think is going to happen, Roger.
Well, that's entirely possible. Remember, prior to my trial, the judge ruled, based on a motion by the prosecutors, that we don't have to prove that there was any Russian collusion. Well, then what was it that I theoretically lied about? In other words, in order to violate the False Statements Act, your false statement has to be both willful and material. If I had no motive to lie, because there is no Russian collusion or WikiLeaks collaboration to lie about...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000, that's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Country is in a very dark place right now, but even after everything the deep state has done to me, I will never give up on America. Mark my words, in 2024 we will win back the White House. We will make America great again. I have no doubt about it. They come at me from left, they come at me from right, the rhinos, the communists, the Marxists, the fascists. We will not only survive, we will be stronger than ever before. We're fighting a fight like nobody ever thought possible, and we're winning. We won in 2016. We had a rigged election in 2020, but got more votes than any sitting president. We're going to win like never before, and we're going to make America great again. I can truly say I believe better than ever before. Thank you for all of your support and for all of your prayers.
Now, I want to tell you why that short message from Donald Trump was so inspirational for me, because I've personally seen what Alex Jones has gone through and kept fighting. I've personally seen what Roger Stone has gone through and kept fighting. And I'm seeing what Donald Trump is now going through and keep fighting. So it motivates me. And we're all going through it together, folks. We're all going to go through this. Freedom is worth fighting for. That's why people fought and died for it and still do every day. So, Roger, I wanted to replay that for you just because, not to give you a little ego boost here, but, I mean, really, I've seen men go through it and keep fighting every day, and it inspires me. And to see that response from Donald Trump, Roger, just charged my batteries, man.
Well, Owen, remember the famous statement by President Richard Nixon, who said, "The greatness comes not when things go always good for you, but when you take some knocks, you suffer some defeats, some setbacks, when sadness comes." Because until one has been in the deepest valley, one cannot appreciate the majesty of the highest mountaintop. A man is not defeated, a man is not finished when he is defeated. He's only finished when he quits. I think this is true of Alex Jones, who is, above all, a warrior and a winner. It is true of you and everything they have put you through. Yes, I think it's true of me. I have been sustained by my faith in Jesus Christ and the support of tens of thousands of Americans, including many, many info warriors, in the 2.5 years of hell that my family and I went through. Jones has been subjected to the same kind of persecution and abuse. But you may be, at the end of the day, materially poorer, but you are spiritually much richer. You're experiencing this now yourself, but I guarantee you the Lord will lift you up. The Lord will preserve you. The Lord will save you. This past Sunday in church, we focused on Psalm 110. 110 tells you essentially that although things look very, very dark right now, God never loses. Good never loses to evil in the end. And you just have to keep that faith.
And now we also have Dr. Mercola had his bank accounts taken down a couple weeks ago after going on the Alex Jones Show. I'm talking to Dr. Ben Marble, who does My Free Doctor. And now his bank accounts are under assault. So, I mean, this is happening to everybody. I mean, Clay Clark, the Reawaken America tour. I mean, I can go on and on, but that you just said it. It's about not giving up. It's about never quitting, and it's about understanding what the prize is. The prize is freedom. The prize is prosperity. The prize is all the stuff that we know is good from the past that we can improve upon in the future. Instead of this, I mean, Roger, here's what I'm going through, too. And I wonder what the people you talk to think. Because when I see people, the kind of mainstream conservative, going on Fox News saying, oh, this is going to be great. They're going to have discovery, and now Trump can get behind all the election fraud that they wouldn't look at before. And I think, I'm sorry, but you're naive. They're going to reject all of it. But this is a good thing, because now they're going to understand how corrupt it is. Now they're going to see that all the stuff that they believed still existed, was still pure and clean in America, is not there, including the elections. I mean, this is going to be a major awakening process. I mean, 2024, the next 16 months, Roger, I mean, this is going to be a major awakening process. And I think the hurdle people are going to realize is, like, this is beyond politics. Somebody like Jack Smith doesn't go up there looking like chicken spit just because of politics. There's something much more dark and twisted behind this.
Well, I just think, watch over the next couple of days, because this, what you say, will be borne out. Trump is going to lengthen his lead over Biden in the polls. He's actually going to go up despite this vile attack on him. And he's going to take in tens of millions of new contributions from small and medium-sized donors, just mom-and-pop America, just average citizens who see through this entire fraud. So that which does not kill him actually ends up making him stronger. If anyone has any illusions about the injustice, about the two-tier justice, then they think that will very shortly be erased. It is absolutely clear that if you're Hunter Biden, you can pocket millions of dollars, you can lobby without registering as required by law, you can lie about all of it, you can own a firearm while you're on drugs.
Sell drugs in the White House? Oh, wait, I'm sorry, we don't know that.
No, but it only took us 3 days to open and close the investigation. A case closed. It's just like the death of the Obama's chef. I mean, I've been investigating this very carefully. They say, well, he drowned in 100 feet. He was 100 feet offshore in 8 feet of water. Well, I've done all the barometric charts. I'm sorry, 100 feet off the water, off the shore, it's 3 feet deep of water. Who drowns in water that you can stand up and would be not even up to your chest? This is an absurdity. But that probe has been closed by the Massachusetts state police. Done. Oh, we can't disclose who was with this poor chef when he drowned. We can't disclose who phoned in the distress call to the Edgartown police. We can't tell you where that phone call came from, but there's nothing to see here. Look over there, Donald Trump. He disputed an election. He must be put in prison immediately. It's extraordinary.
Well, and now you were the one, I believe, saying at first, Michelle Obama is going to be the Democrat nominee. It wasn't my opinion, but I'm a smart bettor. I go where the good leads lead me. And if Roger Stone is leading me somewhere, that's where I'm placing my money. But interestingly enough, the response from the public was kind of, oh, look, this is Obama, if you're being conspiratorial, closing up some loose ends. What did the chef know? Whatever. They are thinking that is a sign Michelle Obama is running. And so since this news and your investigation continues, where are you at with the Michelle Obama is running meter?
Well, it depends on whether this cover-up of what actually happened in Martha's Vineyard holds. I mean, it seems to me the media is off of this. They have done their cover-up. Everybody's just kind of accepting their narrative. I still think that when it comes to the end of the year and the actual filing deadlines for the various Democratic primaries and caucuses, that Joe Biden is not going to be electable, that the democratic power structure that is led by Barack Obama recognizes that, and I still believe that they will switch him out for the strongest possible potential candidate that they could name. That would be Michelle Obama. They cannot go to Kamala Harris. They know that even though she doesn't have dementia, she makes even less sense than Joe Biden, if such a thing is possible. So she's not electable. And Gavin Newsom, we can't elect nominate some white guy, some middle-aged white guy, not within the modern Democratic Party. So I'm sticking with my prediction that at the end of the day, the Democratic candidate will be Michelle Obama. Now, I need to confer with my good friend Joel Gilbert, the documentary filmmaker who's written both a book and made a documentary on the subject, but I doubt that he's changed his mind either.
Roger, in the last 90 seconds here, do you believe the Republican Party, the RNC, Ronna McDaniel, Donald Trump's team, do you believe they've done enough to push back, equalize all the ballot harvesting, early voting measures that the Democrats usually use to their advantage? Do you think the proper response has been made there? You're grinning.
Not even remotely. Ballot harvesting is one tiny element of a robust effort to ensure that we have a free, fair, and honest election. This is not something you can do in 1 minute and 10 seconds, but we need a much more aggressive legal and technical approach to the entire question. There is technology out there. There are some legal reforms that can still be made. There's a lot that has to be done. But I do know this. If we have a free, fair, honest election, Donald Trump will win literally by a landslide.
Yeah, at this point, 80 million votes. But, you know, it'll be nice, whoever the Democrat Party is. Trump will get 80 million votes. The Democrat candidate will get 80 million and one votes, Roger. That's probably, and there's nothing to see here. It's totally normal. It's all good. Roger Stone, about as cool as they come. StoneZone.com is where you can find the show. Roger, good to talk to you again.
Thank you, Owen. God bless you.
All right. Now, when we come back, we got a short video in this segment, and then we're going to be joined by Patrick Byrne and get his response to all this, what he's hearing, boots on the ground, another great American that cares about the future of this country. Final hour of the Alex Jones Show, next.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.